Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to Sports to the Max. They're in again. Edina's hockey team, coached by Kurt Giles, former UMD star, North Star defenseman, and much more. Kurt, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
Before I talk Edina hockey, let me take me inside an NHL mindset. The Wild are struggling, and they've been playing some good teams, but struggling. And now tonight they're getting beat by Philadelphia, a team that's been just awful this year. When you see them from afar, what do you try to do to shake that up? And what's that like to go through that kind of a stretch?
Well, you know what ends up happening? It's a long year, and they've been dealing with COVID and dealing with a lot of different issues. And teams are going to have their ups and downs all year. So they're going to go through some downs. I mean, they were awfully hot for a long period of time there. I mean, they look really good. I mean, they almost look unbeatable for a while, but they'll get it back. They got some good leadership there. I think, you know, their goaltender will come back. I think Talbot's an awfully good goaltender, but he's been, you know, struggling a little bit there for a period of time. So they'll get some goaltending back. Once they get Dumba back, I think they can get back on track.
Do you try to stay out of a goaltender's head when things aren't going well, so to speak?
There's not enough room in that head. You have to go there
for sure. You got a shutout last night yourself to beat Benilde. An impressive win, 4-0.
Yeah, kids played well. Goaltender played well. And like you say, stay out of his head and let him stop pucks. You're good to go.
What have the last couple of years been like for yourself coaching a team? I guess 2 years ago, you guys were the last ones to really get in Minnesota high school hockey was the last thing that finished before COVID. But last year was a COVID kind of year. What was that like to coach through COVID last year compared to this year?
It was a struggle. I mean, it was hard to deal with, a lot of things to deal with. And, you know, it's really interesting. There's a lot of things to deal with in regards to, you know, the masks and playing with masks, playing without masks, when you wore the mask, when you didn't wear the mask. Some teams wore them during playing, some didn't, some had them attached to their helmet. There's so many different variants to this thing. And I give those guys a lot of credit that had successful seasons during that process because, you know, there's a lot of complications and a lot of things that you deal with just coaching and dealing with kids and different types of things. But then you add that to it, and it was like everything else for everybody. You know, it was some trying times, and it's some difficult times. And it's just good to see that people are healthy and moving forward.
Did you worry every time you come to the rink that somebody wouldn't be there, or you'd get that text saying, you know, I got a cough or I got a cold?
You know, the biggest fear you had was that somebody said they're at home sick and they had COVID or they're, you know, having a tough time with it. Well, how do you deal with that then? You know, who was close to them at that point in time? We used to do it in pods, and we coached and practiced in pods, and we did things, different things in different pods, so that if somebody did get sick, you wouldn't lose 20 kids. You'd lose 4 kids or 5 kids, you know. So it was different planning, different year, and different things. But I give the kids credit, and I give the kids credit that had success at the tournament last year. They did extremely well.
I don't want to ever see that repeated again, man. Where, you know, I mean, you talk about making it hard on everybody, and I hope it's in our rearview mirror. Tell me about this year. You guys were up, down a little bit, up again, up certainly the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. You know, after a period of time, we got off to a good start, and we thought we were somebody that we weren't, and we had to figure out who we were, and it took us a little time to do that. So it was you know, you get started with a group of kids and you score four or five goals a game, maybe six goals a game, and you start your season out. And now you think you're an offensive type team and that offense is going to carry throughout the year. But it's a hard way to carry a team through a season, especially if they play good teams that play well defensively. You see good goaltenders that it's hard to rely on your offense the entire time. So we had to make some adjustments, and it took a little while for the team to take effect.
What kind of adjustments do you make when you got to get the kids to understand what you're trying, that hey, I know it looked good early, but we're not that team, and now we're going to have to be different.
You know, that's the big change you have to make, and that's a big convincing job you have to do with the kids, because in their brain, you know, they're going to score six or seven goals that night, so we should be able to beat teams 6-3, 6-4, and outscore teams. We run into teams like Hill Murray and Creighton and different types of teams like that, and so many good teams in the state of Minnesota play Wayzata a number of times, and you're not going to score six goals on those teams, and you got to find different ways to win. So you got to change your approach a little bit, and you got to change the way you play and change your style a little bit. But the hardest part is convincing the kids that that's how you need to play to win, because, you know, who doesn't like to score goals? Everybody does.
Yeah, if you can play wide open and go win, man, that's as good as it gets. That's fast break basketball, you know. Kurt Giles is our guest head coach at Edina High School, and they're heading into the state tournament next week. There's a couple more still to be determined. Creighton Durham Hall playing Eastview tonight, in fact, as we said. Now, one of the things that you guys have always done, though, has played that top-line schedule. You play the best that you can play all year. What does that do for you in is it easy to say, okay, we're not going to win as many as we could doing it this way, but we're going to be better? I mean, there's kind of a faith component there that you know, you're going to punish yourself and you hope that you'll be better at the tournaments, right?
Well, I think the big thing is you fool yourself sometimes. You don't play good teams, and then all of a sudden you expect your kids to play well against good teams at the end of the year to make it to a tournament like this. So we strongly believe, you know, the better the competition that we have, it gives us a better idea of where we are at that point in time during the year. You know, for example, you take a look, we played Benilde early in the year this year, and they pretty much pushed us around all over the place. So, you know, we saw them again here in the section finals, and we knew we had to play a different game against those guys because we'd played them once, saw how good they were, how well they played, how strong they were, how quick they were. So I think if you play good teams, it prepares you for the big games coming down the stretch. And we're in a good conference, so we see a lot of good teams with Eden Prairie, Wayzata, Minnetonka. You know, we see a lot of good teams in that thing. So I think it really helps us going down the stretch.
Is a lot of it just that a team will be real physical with you and you don't get that sense until you actually play them and then you can adjust?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is you play against good teams that play well and have a good structure to them. You know, I see Billy over at Hill Murray and we see those guys. We actually play them back-to-back on a Friday, Saturday night. And that's a great test for us because they're physical, they're big, they play heavy, they're hard on the puck, they're heavy on the puck. They make you work for everything. There's no freebies against them. Same thing with Wayzata, same thing with Minnetonka, same thing with Eden Prairie, is that there's no freebies in that deal, and you really have to work hard, and it really makes you, you know, structure your team and structure your season to the sense of what it's going to feel like in an opportunity to play in the state tournament. I mean, you get the state tournament, you get the top eight teams in the state, and you got to win three games to win the thing. So you better be well prepared by the time you get there.
And by the way, Lee Smith, who you battled with many, many times, announced his retirement. I think, you know, his son probably got him through his senior year, so maybe not completely unexpected. But you guys had quite a storied history there and some pretty good hockey games.
Yeah, we've had a lot of battles with Eden Prairie, I tell you, over the years. I mean, they've had great teams, obviously, and Lee's been a great coach over there. So we wish him the best in his retirement and he's moving forward and those types of things. But we've had some great, great, great games with Eden Prairie. They're probably our number one rival through Edina. You know, you see the kids. They play the youth program all the way through, and they play against Eden Prairie all the time. So it's kind of a culture that, you know, a natural type of a team that you play against all through the youth program. You have to see them in high school, and yeah, it's a good rivalry along with Wayzata and Minnetonka.
You know, last night we shot a couple games, big crowds. Hill Murray Gentry and Delano Minneapolis. We didn't shoot your games, so I didn't see. But does it feel like, you know, hockey section, hockey's back with the fans and the atmosphere?
I think people are really excited to get out, really excited to get to events like this. I think they're excited to, like you say, hopefully get some of this. We've both in the last couple of years in our rearview mirror. Everybody's always loved section hockey. Some of the best hockey that you see in the state of Minnesota is section time during right before the state tournament. There's a lot of really, really good hockey teams that won't be playing at the state high school hockey tournament. So you get a real good chance to see some real good teams playing those section tournaments. So I think people are pretty jacked up to get out and see some good hockey, and I think they're seeing some really good hockey.
Kurt, appreciate it very much. We won't know your plan until the seedings come out, but good luck next week, and great to visit with you again.
Anytime, Mike. Always good to talk to you.
You too. Kurt Giles, head coach at Edina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.